welcome to Vegas Happy Hour. I am your host, Nicole Chavez. Just when things look really bad in life, they can get really good. Here is Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles. Cheers me up because it's so true. When everything in life seems to have gone bad, you get great news or make some encouraging connections. I'm really excited about what life has to offer me, and you should be too, because we only stop ourselves. Work hard and go after your dreams. You might just be surprised at what happens. Take away the fear factor and you can have it all. Here is the script featuring will.i.am with Hall of Fame.
Talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself. You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero,
champions.
Tonight, I wanted to thank all of my listeners and supporters for following me on my journey and encouraging me with your participation. You all know who you are. Here's my shout out to you. It truly has meant the world to me. With that thought, I want to play the song Praise You by Fatboy Slim. Very, very cool song. Remember to keep your passions alive so that you can have so much in life to look forward to and a strong foundation to build upon when looking to create stronger relationships. I see my sole purpose and my soulful purpose is to help other people no matter what I'm doing. Remember, we talked about how if at a smaller level in society, in just our everyday lives, we can make a big change by paying forward acts of kindness. Well, we can. And if you decide to participate, I congratulate you on your involvement in the movement we are starting, the Lovolution. When life gets overwhelming, I like to listen to this next one because it reminds me that I shouldn't lose my light and that part of living life to its fullest is going through extreme situations. Here is Moby with Extreme Ways. Don't let relationships gone bad make you lose focus on reaching your goals or your dreams. Let whatever situation you're dealing with be one that helps to gain a clearer focus. You want to have a clearer focus on what you're seeking in this life. And sometimes it does seem like it always falls apart. Don't lose hope. Has your sweet love gone away? Here's another Moby song, and this one is featuring Inyang Bassi with The Poison Tree. really like that live acoustic version and the bluesy sound to that one. Now, if your sweet love has gone away, like mine has recently, it's time to do an inventory on your place in life. Don't let others who mistreat you or are dishonest and cheat make you the same way, because you're looking to attract a different kind of energy, which means cutting out those kinds of people completely and forever. Any relationship that plays those kinds of games can be eternally toxic. In fact, they will be. And if you go back to someone who does that to you, know that you're playing a dangerous game and setting yourself up for a lot of pain and drama. So don't do it. I don't know about you, but I want to feel like the only girl in the world. Here is Rihanna. Right, I want to feel like the only girl in the world. Okay, so it's going deep here, guys. Really, really deep. I am going to share a personal story. And I will do my best to not slip out this person's name, because sometimes that can happen by accident. Anyways, so my personal story, obviously, this song relates to it. I do want to be the only girl in the world. Who doesn't? Or if you're a man, wouldn't you want to be the only man in the world? It's so important when you're seeing someone or in a relationship with someone to feel wanted and to want to be that one person and be appreciated. Nobody wants to be with somebody that they don't feel like that with. I mean, it's ridiculous to want to. Then things just get really weird. And you shouldn't have to. Everybody has so much to offer in this life. So, you know that. And also know that, you know, even the best of us get caught up in some of those toxic relationships that I was talking about earlier. Unfortunately, you know, Unfortunately, I was in a situation like that, but fortunately for me, I get out of it right away and I end it. What ended up happening was I was seeing somebody and the red flags were all over the place. And looking back, I found them. I saw them, but they were so far away. Say they're in the red flags are on buoys in the ocean. They were so far away in the ocean that I couldn't tell and see from far away what was going on until I, you know, my boat ran into one big one. So some of those red flags, just to share those dirty, dark secrets with you guys, so you are, and ladies, so you know what to look out for. One thing was texting. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is always an issue between partners and among relationships. You don't want to hide things from each other. It's not a good idea. And always be aware. You know, we all know that trick where we can save somebody's phone number under a different person's name. I mean, come on. Seriously, people. The other things, what happened was this person I was with was speaking to somebody in their life, a family member, and at first started answering the phone and then later on stopped answering the phone and pretended like it was for me because he wanted to put all his attention on me. And I was like, that's so sweet. BS. Okay, this other person was not the only person calling. And if he claimed it was, he saved it from another with another number, like, or saved the number under a different name. So all I have to say about that is be really careful. So that you see how manipulative people can be and turn things around. That was definitely going on. Another red flag. I needed some help one time. I had quite a bit of work coming up and I wasn't going to be able to be around for a while. And, you know, I thought maybe he wanted to spend time with me. And he had this excuse that he was working on one of his projects and got really defensive because I actually thought it was like a personal project. Why would he put that off or put me off, put off seeing me for a personal project when he could just do that another time? And then later on, I found out when he was clear about it, the argument was over nothing. It was for work. BS, BS, BS. The whole thing was a lie. Another big red flag on the buoy far away in the ocean. Okay, so what ended up happening was he actually confronted me when I was upset, and he actually, and I should have noticed it, said, "What, you don't believe me? You think I was with somebody else?" There you go again. I should have known. No, instead, because I'm honest myself, I try to see the best in other people, and I don't look that far, and unfortunately, I should have, and now the more I experience this and the more I put myself out there, I'm more aware of what could happen and know that. That's part of the process of learning and getting to know other people and going through those phases of trying to find the right one. And what else? There was quite a few issues. Of course, another issue was somebody close to him, a family member of his, had done something horrible and on some kind of drugs or something and robbed him. And we had a conversation the night before. What's the worst thing that could happen? He said, "I don't want you to ever see me really mad." So right after that happened, he was really mad. I don't know if that's really all that went on or what was going on, because everything ended up being a lie. So I don't even know what he was really upset about, but he was taking it out on me. So things just went downhill from there. It was a nightmare. It ended in a nightmare. I found out through my research and being attentive and detail-oriented as I am, that what was really going on. And all I have to say is get a freaking life. Come on, dude. Okay, come on. You have all the time to be playing these games with people. I could not even imagine having that amount of time on my hands. You must be bored and or boring, because I have so much work and so many creative projects going on in my own life. That's part of the reason why I had a hard time seeing what was going on, but I see clearly and I'm going to be much more careful moving forward. But that's all I have to say about that person. You're proving yourself and who you are in this world, and karma is a bitch. Remember that. And I am still, and I remain to be a part of this levolution, and I refuse to give up. And I refuse to be the kind of person that stops knowing love and having love despite it not being returned. And with that, I'm going to give you the next song. It's an old one. We've got Dido with White Flag.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? Trying to make your life harder, I'll return to it.
That's right. Dido will always be in love, and she understands not to let other people change her despite what she goes through. She knows what it's like to have an everlasting love despite all of that other things happening. And, you know, that's so interesting to bring up, is that the right person will understand and appreciate what you have to offer, and the wrong one will be the type of person who does make those efforts to lie and keep up with those lies. Guys and ladies, it takes so much more effort and time to do that. Why are you wasting your time and energy playing games? It makes absolutely no sense. You could be productive and more successful in life, in your love life, and in all areas of life if you didn't waste that time. How do you do it? I don't understand it. I will never will, because that's not who I am. I'm a completely different kind of person, and I also believe in having an everlasting love and having a way of showing that and being that way and not letting it get taken away from you despite other people playing those games with you. And somebody else that shows that is Evanescence with the song My Immortal.
I'm so tired of being here. Just to
Beautiful, beautiful song. And they also have some amazing music videos. I love it. She also speaks about an eternal love that she shows for someone despite knowing and feeling the love from the other person dying. And I'm sure if anybody's been through anything like that, losing somebody either in this life or losing them emotionally or even mentally from drug abuse or anything like that, or losing somebody who perhaps even used to be an ex-husband or an ex-wife, you understand what this means if you've ever been there. And hopefully that song touches you the way it did me. There's quite a few people I've had in my life that I feel that way about. I will love no matter what, despite, you know, their lack of love or them changing as people. And that's what's so beautiful about human beings, is we are capable of that. We're capable of growing and healing from many things despite the pain we may have gone through. Now, because I'm not the only one who goes through heartbreak, and I know that sometimes the breakups can be worse than ever imagined and anger can exist, I have a song that many can find relatable at one time or another. And a lot of people have talked to me about this song. They remind me it's from the 90s. We've got Alanis Morissette with You Oughta Know.
Know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a
to remind you of the man.
And that was Alanis Morissette with You Oughta Know. That's right. She's pissed off and she wants him to know. And just know that these people that are doing these things, you know what? They're never going to have anything true and real and long lasting. And they're going to be the ones to miss out. And that's really not your problem. So trust me, you're going to be better off without them anyways. And also, something I wanted to bring up was that there's quite a few reasons why you should try to look for something real and honest and long-term. And I thought about this for a while because some people are like, why? What's the list? What's the secret? Because, you know, not everybody, it's not for everybody, but for the people that might be down to give it a try. One, it can be absolutely amazing to have that connection with somebody, to have a best friend, to build those memories. Two, of course, the more you get to know somebody, the more fun it is intimately. And three, if you've ever watched any of those survival type shows, you know that either A, if you're with the wrong person, it can be a disaster and you will probably not last long at all. Or B, if you are with the right person, you can progress so much further, so much faster, be stronger and better. Now, on that note, going back to our first reason, building memories, here's David Guetta with Memories. We want to build those memories. That's an awesome thing to look forward to. And there's nothing in the world like having memories with friends that last forever or relationships that do. So know that that's worth building towards. Now, you know, something really special to me that happened to me was when I was working on my jobs. I connect with a lot of different kinds of people that I work with. And when I do that, I get some really great advice. And one lady, she said to me, believe and you will receive. And I truly believe that's true. you can have it all. And know that when you do believe, you will get it all because your actions will follow through. Here's Nico and Vince with Am I Wrong?
They are doing. If one thing I know, I'll fall but I'll grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how
should reach for the things that you can't see. Know that. Remember, believe and you will receive. That's it for Vegas Happy Hour. Thank you all so much for joining me on this incredible journey. I am grateful for all of my listeners and friends who have shared these amazing Wednesday nights with me, Nicole Chauvet. As a reminder, this show and all of our other shows can be found at VegasHappyHour.net. And for more relationship advice, click on the link to my blog or go directly to Venus and Mars in Alignment. blogspot.com. And don't you worry, the journey does not stop here. Look for my book, which will be coming out very soon, featuring a guide to successful relationships. Have a great night, and don't forget to join the Lovolution. Whether you're single or in love, spread the love and help change the world. Have a fantastic night, and I'm going to leave you with one more song. It is Weezer with Island in the Sun, because we need to make that island in the sun no matter where you're at, even if there's no water like here in Vegas. Have a great night.
Opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests and did not necessarily reflect those of Vegas All Net Radio, its affiliates, or its parent company.